welcome to Nintendo Seconds. I am LP Tiger, and it's Friday, May the 18th, 2018, and here's your episode of The Daily. The final Splatfest to determine the best Ninja Turtle takes place tomorrow on Splatoon 2. It's Raph versus Donnie in the final round of the first 3-week Splatfest tournament. For those who have participated, it's been a great way to stack up on those Super Sea Snails. I loved this idea, but if they did another, what could it be? How about Teen Titans? Or the Avengers? Ooh, how about staying in-house and putting the princesses up for a vote? Peach, Daisy, Pauline, and Rosalina. May the best waifu win. Hope you're listening, Nintendo. Splatoon isn't the only Nintendo game with events. ARMS is having a Party Crash event on Saturday, May 25th. If you don't know what a Party Crash is, it's a 3-day event within ARMS that puts featured fighters against each other. For this time period, it's Master Mummy versus Max Brass. During the Party Crash, you'll be able to gain points to boost your levels, and you'll win ARMS currency based on the level you reached. You'll also receive specific badges based on which featured fighter you used more. Using the featured fighters, that benefits you as you'll receive points multiplied by 1.5. At the end of the Party Crash, a featured fighter is chosen as the winner based on total win percentages. So if you haven't checked out this ARMS event, have your calendar marked for next weekend. Ubisoft recently had their financial briefing and announced that 7% of their sales were from the Nintendo Switch, which put them fourth behind PC, Xbox One, and PS4. I know that sounds small, but it's truthfully not that bad, being that they've only had a few Switch releases with Mario & Rabbids, Just Dance 2018, and a few other small releases. Most of their big hitters like Rainbow Six Siege, Far Cry 5, and Assassin's Creed didn't even come to the Switch. I'd expect that percentage to change as we move forward as releases to the Switch will start to increase. Speaking of sales, Donkey Kong Country Tropical Freeze on the Switch has surpassed the total sales of the Wii U version in Japan after only 2 weeks, currently at over 120,000 copies sold. In fact, the Switch is dominating sales in Japan with 7 games in the top 10 of the Media Create rankings, which is Japan's video game sales charts. Also, the Switch hardware is currently selling more consoles on a weekly basis than every other console combined. The Switch is the hotness right now in Japan. And if that wasn't enough, XSEED Games and Marvelous USA announced that the launch edition of Shantae Half-Genie Hero, Ultimate Day 1 Edition, has been selling out at a record rate. They state that all of the remaining supply has been shipped to retailers, and once the inventory has been sold through, it will be gone forever. The standalone physical copy will take place of the Ultimate Day 1 Edition, but it won't contain the bonus art book and soundtrack. So if you're a collector and this was on your wish list, better get moving. I just checked BestBuy.com and they still seem to have some stock there, so get it while you can. Back on the original Wii, Bandai Namco released a game similar to Wii Sports Resort called Go Vacation. It's a minigame collection with over 50 co-op and competitive activities for up to 4 players. This same game is being re-released to the Switch with added updates, and the biggest change of all, it's being published by Nintendo. This means Nintendo is in charge of advertising to ensure the success of the game. They've already started by tweeting about the game on their official Twitter, and they released an announcement video on their YouTube. It makes me think that they don't really have any kind of first-party minigame release coming out like Wii Sports and Wii Play. If that's the case, I'm sure we'll see much more during E3. Go Vacation will be released on July 27th, exclusive to the Nintendo Switch. And I'm sure Nintendo is planning to turn up the heat with E3 around the corner. Schedules have been released with a Nintendo video presentation to take place on Tuesday, June the 12th at 9 a.m. Pacific, or noon Eastern. Of course, after their presentation, they'll go into their usual Nintendo Treehouse Live segments, which digs deeper into newly announced games, and maybe they'll even have some extra unannounced surprises for us. You can always keep up with the details by going to e3.nintendo.com. And that's all for today. Shout out to those who have favorited this podcast recently on Anchor, Pokemon Does It Make Sense, and Flipsy Hustle FM. Thank you guys so much for your support. And again, if you guys are interested in being part of the intro, feel free to send me an intro with a voice message through the Anchor app. And of course, if you have any feedback regarding this podcast, let me know what you think with a voice message or just contact me on Twitter at LPTiger, LPTYGER. Have a great weekend, and thanks for listening to Nintendo Seconds, putting Nintendo first.